Shalom Vacha, welcome to everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelayoyitz, Oiz Gimel, Shalom 238, discussing Golus. And the Pelayoyitz tells us that there are times that Chazal tell us Golus is good for us, and there are times that Chazal tell us Golus is not good for us. So when you learn a Gemara, this is what's called a stir, a contradiction. So when is Golus good? When is Golus not good? Says the Pelayoyitz, Vani Oimer Peshet Dover. I would like to suggest, says the Pelayoyitz, an explanation is as follows. In a situation when people cannot serve Hashem, that's not a golus which is good for us. Shegolus hanefesh loytoiv liYisrael. V'roi l'mishi yesh yecholus livroyach mimokim shemachbidim ulam al Yisrael b'dvarim hanogim al hanefesh. And it's appropriate for a person who was in, unfortunately, such a situation where he cannot practice Yiddishkeit, he cannot live as a Yid, as a Jew, to run away from such a situation. And he gives different examples of unfortunate tzaras that gzeiros, that these decrees that befell Klal Yisrael over the years. And such an example, he says, Shiyesh mekoymes shenoitlim es yehudim bal korcham. There are places where they take the Yidden against their will. Umaylichim ayisam liyoyz baalei milchama. And they force them. They force them to join the military. I know a case. We're not even talking about the Cantonists. Somebody learns by one of the Shiurim by us on First Seder. His great-grandfather was taken as a little boy, and over all the years, he remained faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remained from Yid. But I know somebody who was thrown in the Russian jail, and then, as a young teenager, was taken out, given a gun, and said, now go fight against the Nazis. He says people who are forced to go into these other armies, their Yiddishkeit is going to suffer. And he says there are other such harsh decrees and gezeiros rois that have befallen Klal Yisrael over the centuries. A person who has the capability to run away from such a place and live somewhere else. He doesn't make the effort to do so. He talks very strongly. What are we here for in life? We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what are we doing here? Now, if the person does not have that ability to run away, which was situation with many, that's not what we're talking about. He's saying such a golus like this is a golus we have to try to break away from. He says it's more important to run away from such a gezeira like this, such a situation like this where we can't practice Yiddishkeit, live our life as a Yid. Even more, from Dever and Maigefa, from pestilence and plagues. And if they're not going to leave because of their money that they don't want to lose, they're going to lose their money as well. That's another reason. Sometimes people are comfortable where they are financially. As Chazal tell us, who caused that the tzaddikim, the righteous, should live near Rishoyim? Gemara Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, referring to the Irani Dachas, the city of those who were doing over the Zoro. Mamainam. It was their money. It was the finances. Nefirach mamayna aved, so therefore they had their money destroyed as well by the Irni Dachas. The city was destroyed and their money was destroyed with them. Shmamina, as you see from here, Shekein roi liyois. Goyle ubeireach mi'ir sheyeshveh reshoim. A person you see from this Gemara has to make sure he runs away from a place, a city, whose residents are reshoim, are wicked people. That's talking about a case where he can't fix the situation, and he can't be meich, and he can't protest against the situation. So what's left? Yivrach loy mi'oysa ha'ir, peni sofe ba'oven ha'ir, o peni kove b'gachalotam. Then he has to run away, because if not, he could be one of them, become one of those ivri aveira, just like the Irin Yidachis. And then, when those people are punished, if he becomes one of them, he'll be punished with them. However, but a different type of galus, a galus in regards to that which is negei laguf, to the body, the physical suffering, loyaleinu, and the like, ya galus li Yisrael. In that case, says the Pelioi, it's hard words for us to hear. That's good for Klai Yisrael. Why? Because as we have been learning, it's kaparos for our averus. So let's just review over here. A golus, we had a contradiction. Golus is good sometimes, Chazal say. Golus is not good sometimes. When's a golus good? Golus is good if it's going to atone for our averus, even if it's difficult. But we can still live a life as a yid. But golus, when we can't live a life as a yid, so that golus is not good for Klai Yisrael. So we have to try to run away from that golus as much as possible.